Here's another talk from the lying down position. Likely to have a few more before I can be up, healthy, fit, jumping. Well, I guess I'll never get back to being healthy like a young man as long as I'm in this body, which brings us to reflect on another lesson to learn from this situation. I mentioned in a previous talk how we should learn in every situation. We should learn. Take it as a learning experience. Learning means relating what we hear in the scripture to our actual life, understanding that what we're doing is already, what we're undergoing is already described in scripture, and applying the realization of that in our life. Now, one obvious lesson, it's so obvious you might not even think of it, is janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukha doshanu darshanam. Lord Krishna relates in Bhagavad Gita that one of the factors of knowledge is to see by anudarshana, means seeing by understanding from authorities, that birth, death, old age and disease are miserable. So we can understand that from authorities, but then when we're in a situation of birth, death, old age or disease, we can apply it in our practical life. We can understand the truth of it. A related discussion about birth and death from Bhagavad Gita. Vasaṃsi jirnāni yathā vihāya navāni hṛnāti naropurāni tathā śarīrāni vihāya jirnāni anyāni saṃyāti navāni dehi. Lord Krishna gives the easy to understand example that the body is durable. It's a covering on the soul. So the body itself is covered by cloth. When the cloth is old and worn out, then it has to be replaced. So in the same way, the body, which is a covering for the soul, when it's old and worn out, it has to be replaced. So that's going on. Old age means the body is getting worn out. It means it's getting time to be replaced. This is a warning from material nature. This, of course, you can get diseased even very early in life. There's a whole branch of medicine which deals with child disease, pediatrics. But it's especially in old age, this kind of thing. Worn means, why do I have a slip disc? Well, there are reasons for that, but it's more likely to happen in older people because the body is getting worn out. It's just like cloth. You wear it for some time, and then it comes to a point where it starts to tear very easily because it's getting old and worn out. When cloth is new, generally it doesn't tear very easily, but as it gets older, it does. And when it starts to tear, you can patch it up a little bit, maybe patch it up a bit more, but there comes a point when you have to get new cloth. So similarly, this is what's going on with my body. It happens with every body, every body, not only human body. We see dogs and cats get old, and it's the same cycle that all living beings in this world undergo. His Holiness Bhaktisharu Swami Maharaj passed away recently, earlier this year. I met him in Bangalore. He actually came all the way from Delhi for one day just to meet me. He wanted to meet me in person, and I was by email and phone. I was saying to him, we can speak by phone. Why put yourself through so much trouble? He went to considerable physical difficulty to come and see me, for which I expressed to him my appreciation that he's being so considerate of me, which I didn't feel. But I didn't feel it was necessary to go to so much trouble to physically meet me. But he said, well, physical meeting is better than remote. So when I met, I said to him that, Maharaj, you're pushing yourself so much. You're old now, you're over 70. It doesn't look like it, but look after yourself a bit better. I said something to that effect. And then he said something to the effect, he laughed a little and said that, you see, when I got past the age of 60 and I had some heart problem and I recovered, and then I thought that anyway, more or less, the best time of my life is over. Whatever is left, I'll try to use it as best I can in Krishna's service and not worry too much because about the body and this and that, because anyway, it's on the way out. And we know that he even though to all... to all perspectives, to all appearances, it seemed that he was quite fit and healthy and looked considerably younger than his age. What often happens is we see people, they may be 70 years old, they go for a medical test, everything's in order, and then they just die quite soon. Because the time has come. What happens, what I understand, talking from the biological point of view, is that although the body, the blood is good, the muscular system is in pretty good shape, but it's all set up, it's worn down, it's worn out. It may not show like that, but it doesn't have much capacity to heal itself very quickly, so that it can just suddenly collapse, even though someone appears to be in very good health, collapse and die. Or it may be that they get some illness and then it turns to another complication, and very soon they pass away under the influence of time. That's how time works. Mrityu sarva harashchaham, death takes away everything. Krishna informed death takes away everything. The mighty force of time ensures that we can't stay in a body. We have to leave it. The body wears down. So that's something else I can learn from this experience of having to lie down, if at all, most of the time lying down day after day after day, if at all, and to recover from this back problem. Just as a side note, if I do happen to get this COVID-19, I just like to intimate to my disciples, try to avoid a hospital, being admitted in a hospital. Once you get in a hospital, then you get admitted, and then they do this to you and that to you. Definitely no I don't want a hospital, I don't want a ventilator. If my time is up, then let me go, and not all this tubes and machines and all that. If just like I'm in this room at ISKCON Salem, even if you could quarantine me here, and from outside devotees could chant Hare Krishna and give me a better chance to remember Krishna. Otherwise, it's hanging on to life. And naturally, the disciples may want to do that, but I don't. If I have to die, let me go. Okay, that's a side note. We're discussing aging as a warning of death. Materialistic people become alarmed because the great illusion of youth, thinking that, yeah, great, we can enjoy, yeah, let's go on, jump, dance, sing, get drunk, wake up in the morning, hangover, and never mind, just get on with it, keep on going. But after some time, we realize that the body is getting older. Wow, I'm 50 years old. That means I don't have another 50 years. It starts to dawn on us, and things that we used to do very easily, run up 5 flights of stairs, becomes more difficult. We might not be able to do it at all. Then we start saying, I want to be young. I want to stay young. And do some yoga or aerobics, go to the gym, start taking a healthy diet, put in some cream to make us look young. When a person with spiritual knowledge gets older, then they become mature. The combination of spiritual practice performed day after day after day, year after year after year, absorbing spiritual knowledge by hearing the scriptures, becoming purified by chanting the holy names of the Lord, then they get to, and mature means their life experience, how they practically see the teachings of Bhagavad Gita in their life day after day after day and apply that in life. They become mature, not only in physical age, but spiritually, and they have more to offer. Instead of becoming alarmed that I'm getting old, they just take it as, well, it's really as natural. Let me share what I've been fortunate to receive. Let me share that with others. And going off on another tangential point here, this is why I feel, as far as possible, that sannyasis, those who have given up the prospect, or supposed to have given up the prospect of material enjoyment simply for the sake of preaching Krishna consciousness, it really would be better if they're not involved very deeply in management issues. And we have in our ISKCON GBC now all old people. Better they retire and share their, use the final years that they're with us now, instead of getting involved in management, even making new projects, this, that. Let young people with energy, and let them get into it, let them do it, and share the knowledge and the experiences that you have of Krishna consciousness. Just dedicate yourself to sharing that to others. Really, the world needs many, many spiritual beacons to give themselves fully, and spend more time absorbed in studying the scriptures, chant extra rounds, and really become an inspiration to develop. I'm not saying you're not inspirations already, but just to concentrate on the essence of life, and show how to leave this world in a blaze of glory. Otherwise, it may just happen. I've seen some disciple of mine who was not prominent in any householder, retired, and was involved in family affairs up to the end, and just was talking with his son, who's not a devotee, and speaking with him on the phone, and just suddenly passed away. So we really, the old age is a time for preparing for death, not becoming regretful that I couldn't enjoy myself fully in life. Now, that may happen to spiritualists also, if they're not really that spiritual, if they're in this mode, if they have this idea that, well, we're chanting Hare Krishna and we have to have a good job and a good career and a healthy life and have the best of both worlds, instead of cultivating knowledge of the actual facts that this material world is not a place for us to enjoy. It's terrible. It's a bad place to be. We shouldn't be here. We're not meant for suffering, repeated birth and death. So if we're cultivating this contradictory spirit, that on one hand we're calling out, Krishna, save me from the material world, take me to your lotus feet. On the other hand, we're thinking, hey, look, I can enjoy this material world. And if we're talking like that and thinking like that and preaching like that, then it's quite likely that as we get older, then we may think, look, I spent all these years being spiritual and I missed it. I missed all the enjoyment that I could have had in the youth. Well, at least let me try and get it now. And then we get this rather grotesque scenario of older people who are supposed to be very spiritual, and they're very concerned with doing all kinds of exercise to become young and posing as worldly enjoyers. I'm not saying we shouldn't do exercise. In old age, some exercise. Srila Prabhupada went on a morning walk pretty much every day for exercise point of view. And as it happened, we also got so much valuable instruction on the talks that he gave on those morning walks. But it was on doctor's advice to do some exercise. So exercise in and of itself is a good idea to do it as the body gets older. Not in my present condition here, and it's exercise absolutely no. But in general, to keep the machine running on so that we can serve Krishna, but not with this phantasmagoric idea that, well, I'll do exercise and then I can be healthy and I can really get into enjoying life on the material platform. Age takes away the ability to enjoy. That's Krishna's, Maya's mercy upon us, that it should awaken us and understand, well, I can't enjoy, however much I have money, I have prestige, I have beautiful women around me, all this thing, I can't enjoy. Because age takes away the ability to do so, the strength to do so. And even someone might be very beautiful in their youth, but as they get older, they become unattractive. Of course, you could try taking Chavan Prash. Chavan Muni he is an example of Chavan Muni, is described in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic scriptures as a great sage who was performing austerities, who became attracted to the beauty of a young woman and eventually ended up marrying so many beautiful young women, even though he was very old and unattractive. And then by the mercy, if you want to call it mercy, of the Ashwini Kumaras, he became very young and young-looking. And we have Chavan Prash, which is supposed to be some elixir of youth. If you take it, you'll become young. So that's the idea, that he could become young by his yogic powers, but you and I can't do that. And eventually he realized after having his enjoyment with young women, he realized, oh, what am I, what is that? That wasn't a good idea, that was stupid. Well, he was a great rishi and he could understand that. Maybe we won't, we'll get spoiled and then instead of becoming young, we'll get older and older, but our Krishna consciousness will recede. We lose the great gift. So it should happen by practicing spiritual life that our material desire, as we get older, because we're doing sadhana every day, then our material desires should gradually recede, decrease. But if we're not careful, if we're saying, we're telling everyone, chant Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna for good health, for good luck, for good career, for all these things, then it may be that by saying all that our material desire, actually we're talking spiritually, but we're considering materially, and material desires increase, and at some point they come out, but by that time it's too late in the sense that the body is already aging. So we have an old or getting old body. Maybe the age of around 50 may be very frustrating for someone. They're not really old, but they're definitely not young, and they know that physically it's downhill all the way from here, and they're trying to arrest that, but they can't, and the whole thing becomes very frustrating. Well, just accept, I'm getting old, and let's chant Hare Krishna and not get born again. Otherwise, it's very frustrating. Srila Prabhupada often cited that he used to see old men in clubs in Paris, and actually that what I understood, that first temple that the devotees got in Paris was in an area of upper class prostitution, where upper class, lower class, whatever, but it's expensive. You have to be somewhat rich to go to these clubs with prostitutes. And Srila Prabhupada often, in that area where our temple was, somehow or other. And so Srila Prabhupada often cited, I've seen in Paris old men going to clubs, and you have to pay $50 just as the entrance fee, just to go in. And then they have to buy drinks and this and that. But the main attraction, the attraction in their clubs, is beautiful young women who go topless, bottomless, all this kind of thing. And Prabhupada was bemused and disgusted that even in old age, where you can't enjoy, but you simply want to see somebody, some young bodies, and the young girls, because that's how they get their, the poor girls, they get their money by smiling at old men, who they're probably repulsed by, but that's how they make their living, so to speak. Srila Prabhupada also told a quite unusual, but it's from his own personal experience, that one of his wife's grandmothers, an old woman, she would tell him, why don't you grab your wife's breast? That means her granddaughter, because she wanted to see him grabbing her granddaughter's breast, and in this way, she who could not enjoy sex directly at that old age, she wanted to see her grandson-in-law with her granddaughter. He wanted to see them engaged in some kind of sexual activity, and in this way have some vicarious enjoyment. Hare Krishna, what a pathetic world. The desire remains strong, even though the body doesn't. Another story Srila Prabhupada gave, this Akbar Birbal story. Srila Prabhupada often used to speak of Akbar and his minister. And here in India it's well known, the minister of Akbar. There are so many stories of Akbar and Birbal. Birbal is the very wise minister. There are so many stories like this. So one that Srila Prabhupada used to tell us is that Akbar once asked his minister, up until what point do sexual desires still remain? Up to what point of life? And the minister replied, up to the point of death. And Akbar said, I can't believe that. That can't be true. That's surely old men, the desires recede. So the minister didn't reply anything. But after some time, maybe after some days or weeks, he told this emperor, Akbar, now you come with me, some important work. And the emperor, he had enough faith in his minister that if his minister called him like this, he knew it was something important. So he said, and bring that young daughter of yours. And you can imagine the emperor's daughter, she has some good karma to be an emperor's daughter, so she'll be very... Generally, young women in general. What is that? Srila Prabhupada used to say some saying that kukuri yuvati sundari, that even if a young woman looks something like a bitch, a female dog, just the fact that she's young, there'll be some kind of beauty there. So what to speak of... Generally, in youth, women, even if not very beautiful, appear to be beautiful. That's the point. So what to speak of an emperor's daughter? We can imagine a very beautiful young woman. As they were walking along, and the minister told the emperor, now we're going to visit one man who is dying. And when we enter his room where he's lying on the bed, I want you to look and see where his eyes go to. this dying man. So they did, and then they all entered the room together, and Akbar, the emperor, looked at the eyes of the emperor is kind of, there's some ordinary citizen who could never imagine to see the emperor, maybe going in parade, some official parade sometime, but the emperor would come to his house. So the emperor's come to his house, he's lying on his bed, and the emperor sees that the eyes of the dying man do not go to the emperor to look at the emperor, as you might see, but immediately he saw the beautiful young girl is there. And then the minister said to Akbar, so you remember you asked me, how long do sexual desires remain? And I said, up to death. Ah, then he got the answer. You can see. This is okay. Now, of course, the minister, he couldn't guarantee that the eyes would go, the attention of the dying man would go to the beautiful young woman. He couldn't guarantee that, but he was pretty sure that that would happen. And indeed it is, as the story goes. So, what are we to do about all this? Stay young forever. Yeah, sure. That's what the whole Krishna consciousness movement aims at. Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupam, Adyang Purana Purusham Navayovanamcha. We are worshipping Krishna, who is, although one Supreme Personality of Godhead, although infallible, indestructible, although beginningless, and the oldest person, he has many, many forms. Anantarupam, Adyang, he's the origin of everything, Purana Purush, but he always in fresh, blooming, youthful beauty. Shama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Venung Vananta Maravinda Dalayataksham Varhavatang Samasitam Buddhasundaram Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. We worship the original person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who plays on his flute. For his face, how is his face seen? He's holding a flute, playing a flute, with eyes like the petals of a blossoming lotus flower. His head decoration is a peacock feather, and his complexion is like that of a dark rain cloud. This is Krishna, always young, always beautiful, always happy. Krishna is inviting us to join him in the land where there's no old age, no disappointment, fresh, blooming youth forever. And the pleasure of being with Krishna, Krishna's a most pleasant person, more than pleasant, blissful person. So this whole movement is to change our hope, our durasha, our bad hope, our ever-to-be-frustrated hope of being happy in this material world. It's apart from the distress that comes with the pain of old age, but the frustration, the disappointment, we have so many hopes that we'll be happy. So we should invest our hope in Krishna, invest our hope in the Vaishnavas. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Das Arana Das Prarthana Karaya Shada Narottama Das. Narottam Das prays and teaches us to pray, to invest our hopes in Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who directs us to the land of bliss, and to the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the servants of the servants, in this way to pray, not to pursue the vain hope of being happy in this body which is doomed dooms, doom, doom. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I want to be young. The body is old. I am not old. I have nothing to do with this body. This body is just one body out of so many bodies I've had. Now, if Krishna so wishes, if the Vaishnavas are merciful to me, then I won't get any more body. Only I'll go to my spiritual body in the spiritual world to live with Krishna, dance with Krishna, play with Krishna, fan Krishna, kiss Krishna, steal Krishna's lunchbox. Hare Krishna. Stay young forever. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha dante nidhaya trinakam padaya nipatya kritva chakaku shatam etadaham bravimi he sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat Chaitanya Chandra Charane Kurutanuragaha.